A group of British pork producers recently sent fear into the hearts of bacon lovers worldwide by predicting an impending pork shortage. They say the drought will make it too expensive to produce pork, so farmers will sell off herds. But here in the United States, agricultural economists say that notion of a bacon shortage is hogwash. From Boise, Scott Graff reports.
Remember that part in Forrest Gump where Bubba names a seemingly endless list of things a person can make with shrimp? Well, consider John Berryhill the Bubba of bacon.
Quiches, pastas, salads, sandwiches, desserts, cakes, scones, muffins, chocolates.
Berryhill is a Boise chef who owns the restaurant called Bacon. Basically anything on the menu a customer can get with that meat. Berryhill says his restaurant will cook over a quarter of a million slices this year. So if anyone should be panicking over a potential pork shortage, it's this guy.
I'm not worried with this.
It all depends on your interpretation of the word shortage.
Steve Meyer is an Iowa-based farm economist.
There isn't a shortage in a classic sense of I can't find the product or I got to stand in line to buy the product out there, and there probably won't be one in the UK, and there isn't going to be one in the world, and there certainly isn't going to be one in the United States. Now, is there going to be a lower availability of pork next year? Yes.
Meyer says lower yields in the Corn Belt mean higher grain prices for hog farmers. Some will shrink their herds because they just can't afford the higher feed cost. And fewer hogs will mean less bacon. Meyer predicts pork prices will go up next year by at least 6%, but no more than 10%. Back at the restaurant Bacon, owner John Berryhill says figures like that will force him to make some changes. His options include shopping around more so than he does now for the absolute best possible price, raising menu prices, and developing some new menu selections that have higher profit margins and get more customers in the door. But really, he says, dealing with changing input prices is nothing unusual in the restaurant business.
You're used to dealing with this. You're used to inconsistencies from producers. That's why you can roll with price swings.
Meyer, the economist, has advice for Berryhill and anyone else who buys bacon. A glut of meat now will likely mean stable prices for most of the fall, but he says that will be changing after the first of the year. So in other words, stock up. I'm Scott Graff in Boise.